podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eliminate the phones from our lives. Take a diet off the phone, 24 hours, 48 hours. Learn that the word commitment doesn't have seven M's in a row. I don't know how many it has, but it's a lot. Yeah, I always spell it wrong.
Embarrass is a word that I spell wrong.
Receipt, I've never spelled
Ooh,
right.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Restaurant, really tough one. I get it right eventually, yeah. But it takes a couple tries.
That one you got to do phonetically, like rest o rant.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Rest, and then there's a apostrophe O. It's an Irish.
Yes, yeah. So we just like, that. It's yeah. An elision when we say it, so it's restaurant.
Diarrhea? I'd rather,
so hard.
I'd rather have it.
Especially because there's a different British spelling that has an O in it.
Diarrhea, British diarrhea has an O in it?
It has an what? O in it. Yeah.
That can't be true.
Yes, it does. It's like, oh,
the studio
God.
Audience is saying that is it true. Does. The studio yeah. audience is saying it is
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like H-O-E-A. Like the British people spell it differently.
God. And I mean, let's be honest. It should be spelled gross.
Yeah.
It should be spelled poorly.
Yeah.
It should be a mess.
It should be.
In fact, if there's one word that everyone should be able to spell any way they want, it should be diarrhea.
I thought about doing that if I ever have a kid. Just grabbing some letters, throwing them out there, and being like XRPQF. It's Ashley. It's pronounced Ashley.
Oh, that's good.
Because you can kind of just do whatever you want with
names.
You
can do whatever you want. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to say, like, look, and they hand me the baby. And it's a boy. It's a girl. I'm going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, my child will decide their gender when he, she, z, they is ready.
Yeah.
And then I'll sue the hospital. And I got the lawyers lined up and everything. And that's kind of my retirement
All right.
plan. Yeah.
All right. I like it. I'm boycotting gender reveal parties for the rest of my life.
I'm boycotting.
To one,
oh, also oh, that's
because,
why.
No,
you're being invited to
because
it.
I think they're just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
Yeah. Why is it? Why are people so passionate about this?
Yeah. And also, like, are you
I'm asking
projecting
you, why are you so?
Why am I so
why,
passionate?
Why, there's a lot of people that vehemently hate gender reveal parties.
I hate
parties.
Them. I think they are so stupid because
okay.
the gender of a person, one, is something that will be decided by them in their lifetime because
okay.
gender is a mindset, sex is anatomy. And are we going to, like, project things onto this human that doesn't even exist yet based solely on their sex? Like, you're getting a jump on the misogyny there.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Interesting. So you believe that gender reveal parties are misogyny propaganda?
Well, a little bit, yeah. A little bit. Especially when you see the bullshit ones that are like, well, they like princesses or
right.
superheroes.
Right.
Like, what?
Right. Right.
Why are we doing this?
Right.
Why are we already gendering their life?
That's an interesting perspective that I haven't thought of.
Well, not yet.
I don't always necessarily think that gender is a mindset,
mm-hmm.
but this is a fun conversation and one that I bet your viewers are like chomping at the bit.
Generally, when
yeah.
I talk about gender roles, people are like, ooh, tell me more.
Tell me more. This is
no,
fun.
Usually like this bitch again. God.
I think what happened is science got so good that now doctors are like in the second week or while you're having sex, they're like, it's a boy.
Yeah.
And the surprise is out of it for the parents, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's really lame when a gender is revealed and they're like, first of all, if the gender is revealed, you should be happy.
No matter
period.
What it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny when, but then look, it's complicated. What if you have five boys and now it's a boy again? You're like, I kind of wanted a girl, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell parents
everywhere.
I don't
know what to tell parents everywhere either.
Stop fucking doing it.
Yeah. Also, it's such a wealthy country thing to do like
so
a
stupid.
Gender, you know, you're not like squatting in the Himalayan mountains shooting out a baby, you know, that's your gender reveal
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Good point, Michael. Himalayan mountains.
Okay, so if you were on a desert island with one other person, who would it be?
Oof.
Tom Hanks, obviously, duh.
I think this is going well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I would feel comfortable inviting Allie to the desert island. We would discuss gender roles,
yep.
mindset,
you
sexuality.
You would want to kill yourself.
Yeah, I'd want to kill myself.
Yep.
So then you'd be left alone. I'd be left alone because desert island or... that's a good question. I mean... You need someone that is both willing to listen well
mm-hmm.
and also be interesting in conversation because you're going to get crazy probably.
Yeah.
But maybe that's dumb. Maybe what you really need is just someone who's good at hunting.
I think so. You need someone who can kill animals.
Yeah.
Might
so maybe
be fine with it.
This whole time we're going like, oh, I want an attractive woman or I want someone that's like interesting. No, I need
yeah.
someone that can like, yo, don't eat that berry.
Yeah.
You'll die.
Like Naked and Afraid. Do you watch that show?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God, it's so
Duh.
Good.
You're like, don't eat that berry. You'll get diarrhea with an O.
Yes.
Like the
British.
English, the British diarrhea.
Even it's worse. There's more letters.
There's more letters.
It's terrible. Yeah. All right. Michael Costa.
Yeah, Michael Costa's the best.
You're going to be here. He's the best. You should go see him. You're going to be at Comedy Works all weekend. Doing karaoke.
Do me a favor.
I will.
Get lost out there, everybody. Turn off the GPS. You'll find a new place to eat. You'll feel fear again. It's good to be afraid.
And naked.
And naked. That's the last thing I want to say.
Perfect. We can stop that live.
Have fun editing that. Bye, everybody.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.